Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Jory. I'm a coffee psychic tonight with your psychic connection right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, things have happened recently, and I want to say, it's a psychic stuff, but I also want to say that I am a great grandmother finally. We've got a wonderful new little baby that came into our family, and I'm thrilled. She is just amazing. And, you know, it's kind of different when you're a psychic and you're watching these amazing events and seeing all the dead relatives sitting there, you know, waiting for this baby to come in. It was a very, very cool experience. So I wanted to welcome my little great-granddaughter into the world. And also, now, if you guys check out my Facebook, that's coffeepsychic.com, I just got a real, really great video from one of my friends showing many different, psychic attacks. So it was kind of cool. You'll have to check it out. You see this one young lady. I mean, there might have been one that I was kind of questioning, because you've got one where there's two people sleeping in the front room and this one person is being dragged off of the couch. So, you know, you really have to have these pictures. You've got to be able to sit there, you know, and really scrutinize on the videos. You saw this person being dragged off of the couch when they're asleep. I definitely can understand people being sound sleepers, no doubt about it. The person's being dragged, and then it stops. Then they're being dragged again, then it stops, then they're being dragged again. It really did not look like there was a string on the person's foot, but you know, I'll still question that one a little bit. If I can get to a bigger screen, maybe it's on YouTube, I'll be able to look at that a little more closely. Now, the one, this is the one I really want to bring to your attention. The one where the girl is in bed sleeping, she's got, it looks like, I don't know, a white sheet on, or maybe it's a white comforter. The bedroom door opens. Then you see something pulling the sheet off of her. However, the reason I know that this one is a true spirit attack, so to speak, is because as the sheets are being pulled off this girl, she wakes up and she's stunned, but you see a wisp of light shooting off up into the air to the left. So when, again, get to my Facebook, Jory and the Coffee Psychic, I just posted the video just a little bit ago. You'll be able to find that one. That one for sure is a spirit attack. Now, the first one that the video opens up with is a man walking down a hallway, and he seems to be attacked at the end of the hallway also by this dark image, and then he's kind of dragged, and then he gets up and runs away. That one, I believe, is very authentic also. So if you get a chance, check out my Facebook. Hey, you could even like me on Facebook if you'd like. Okay. Hey, so listen, we're going to go and we're going to check out some callers right now. As you guys know, I take some classes, so I don't always get to do my shows weekly. I'm very excited about being back tonight. And I still might do some shows in the morning and upload them, but we're going to see how that goes, you guys. All right. Now, tonight, again, this is a free question. We ask people to limit it to a couple of minutes. I'm going to be doing the coffee tonight, the tarot, and ask one question. We have to have respect for the other callers. There's a lot of callers waiting online here. The number is 347-633-9404. Again, that number is 347-633-9404. Make sure you tell me your name, and make sure you tell me where you're calling from. Okay, let's see who we have online first. Hello, caller.
Hey, Joriana, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Jay, how's everything?
Oh, it's been an interesting 4 months.
All right. So what is up?
Yeah, well, one thing is it's good to hear your voice again and you listen. Oh, congratulations to your granddaughter, too.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
You're welcome, and it's been lots of fun. My question is that our company about a month ago, actually let go about 6 people, and I was going to become number 7. But right now, they're just really scrutinizing what I do and everything else, and I feel like, geez, everybody around me is not doing their work, but I'm being scrutinized. So just wonder about prospects for another job, actually, so...
I would say that's exactly where you have to go because when you said my job, as soon as I heard you, the first words I heard was my job. I saw your company kind of collapsing, and that's what it feels like it's doing. They might try to restructure and stuff, but it really feels like they're in kind of deep water. I wish the company a lot of luck.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have here, Jay. Ooh, your coffee's going clockwise very, very rapidly. A lot of bubbles here. That's always the good luck, good fortune wishes coming true. It looks like, gosh, I'd be very surprised if you don't have, and I got goosebumps, Jay, coming all over my body. It almost feels like you might, as you are surfing the web, you might come across 6 really good opportunities for you. And, I mean, I'm getting the number 6 here. Now, again, June is upon us, so we know 6 also represents the month of June. So I think you're going to be coming into some real good opportunities regarding getting reemployed. And that looks good. And in the coffee, it looks like you're supposed to be working with, I don't know, pretty closely with a man and a woman.
Oh, okay.
And, again, I'm not sure what you're doing for this job. You're still putting on your classes, aren't you, with the drumming and stuff?
Yeah, my last class is really exciting, and I'm putting one on it in September, so it looks really good, too.
you have another one coming up in September?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you want to share that with our listeners?
Well, if they're in where I live, and they can go to my website at bangthedrum.ca, and you usually can contact me there. And I have one on September 17th and the 24th.
Well, would you just very quickly tell our listeners what you do, Jay? Because I still have my stage that I got from you as a gift.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what I do is I teach people drumming, and we have a small class, about six people. And what we do is we build the drum on one day and let it dry out for a week, and then you come back next week and learn about the teachings of the drum and birthing a drum and songs and lots of good stuff.
God.
So. Yeah, so it's lots of fun.
Sounds wonderful. So people actually could fly out. Is it just a minimum of six, or do you have many times a larger class, or do you prefer just to keep it to six?
I keep it about six. I haven't tried eight or anything like that because it just gets out of hand. But there's lots
got
of
it,
stuff
got
going
it.
On in the first class. Second class is fine, but if they're around there, you can learn about the teachings of the. If they have it, people have the drum, they can learn about the teachings on the second class too. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Do you ever put on shamanic drumming courses or anything?
Not really. I got some other people who are doing that right now. So for myself, it would be, I would say, there's probably some drumming classes or shamanic drumming classes in your area too, or people who are listening. So for myself, it would be, I guess some people here are really skilled at what they do. So I guess I got my own drumming part, and they do the shamanic stuff that goes along with the drum.
You're the builder. You're
I'm
the builder.
Builder.
Yes, you are. That's beautiful. Okay. All right. Well, the way it looks, and plus, Jay, also, I see a lot of spirits that are around you. Oh, my God, and it looks like there's a bear. Do you have a power animal
yep.
that's a bear?
Yes, I do. I actually have bear remnants, too.
Wow, beautiful. Okay, I've got bear in here. I also have, I can't tell if this is eagle. I've got
eagle
bear
spirit,
in
yeah.
here. Eagle is another power animal?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yes.
See, your power animals are showing right up in your coffee. That's amazing. God, well, I'm going to go for one more. I kind of get a sense of coyote.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right, fantastic. Well, you know that these guys are in your corner. They are your power animals. They are... supporting you. That's what I want to say.
Mm.
And,
I'll ask for their help.
yeah. It's wonderful to have their help, right?
Yeah.
So I would say give this a little bit of time. It really looks, I'm not sure. I know it just feels like the company is holding on by a thread, actually, is what it kind of feels like. And I think shifting, I think they're going to try to rebuild or restructure, at least that's my thought. But it feels pretty grim. So I would definitely reach out. And, again, I hear the number six. I see the number six. And also six opportunities coming up. So I would say that you're going to be pretty happy with what you find.
Great. Thanks so much for the information. I'll go for it. Thanks so much for letting me know about the power animals. And I'll ask them for the help, too. So I'm really grateful for the readings, as usual. We'll be talking.
Amen.
We'll have to talk off air. But yeah,
I'd love
again.
It, Jay. Take care.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Yeah, see, guys, it's really amazing what truly shows up in someone's coffee. And I'm looking back in Jay's coffee, and now, of course, everything has turned kind of, it's all kind of blended in. But it's really fascinating what shows up in people's coffee psychically. I just love it. I just love it. And I've known Jay for years now, doing readings with him, and I know he's a fantastic drumming teacher, drum maker teacher, and a lot of people go by him. So if it's something you really want to learn how to do, you know, Jay is the one. He gave you the information. And check him out. Check him out on his website. All right. Let's see who we have next online.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne, where are you calling in from?
California.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, I've never had my own place, and I'm looking finally see when I'm going to get my own place, my own apartment. Do you see that happening for me?
All right, let me take a quick peek here. Has anyone had to do with any illnesses lately, honey, around you?
My sister having heart problems right now.
Yeah, I'm getting sickness around your family. So people are going to have to join troops and try to help out. Like, that would be really appreciated. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then who's got the really, really gorgeous eyes? Is that one of the kids in the family, or who's got these beautiful eyes, honey?
Oh, I have no idea.
Really?
Everyone has the same brown eyes, seem like. So I don't know.
I don't know. It might be Hazel.
Yeah, I don't know who has a Hazel eyes in my family. I don't know. I don't think anyone does.
Okay, watch for Hazel. And I'm also getting like a happy birthday for somebody. So I hope somebody's just recently had, or they're going to be having a really nice birthday celebration.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, and then there, are you looking on South Street or something? See, I think somebody getting sick, you wouldn't be moving in with your sister, would you, honey?
I live with her now, and we live on South Street, yes.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm really serious.
Do you mind if I blow my own horn?
You're very good. That shows you're very good.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. That actually cracks me up, yeah. I really love this work. I've got to tell you, Yvonne, there's a lot of spirits around you in this coffee. I know you're a spiritual person. I'm not quite sure. You know, I try to give as much information as I can. I don't know if you have gotten your dental work done lately or if you need to, but I get dental in the coffee also.
Okay.
And did you have a new relationship coming up around you lately, or is there some guy from the past that's kind of hanging around you?
Yes, he's hanging around. We just broke up this week, and I'm trying to find, a way to go on with my life without him. So, yeah, because he's not a good person to be around with me right now.
No, he really isn't. He really isn't. And he's not mature, okay, and he's made some bad choices. And, you know, I mean, everyone has the right to make, you know, make some bad choices, but we have to learn from them, and you don't certainly don't want to die making the same mistakes over and over and over again, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, is he the father to your baby?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So you might have to be a better communicator with him, because I really get that he doesn't hear you when you're communicating with him. It just kind of goes over his head, kind of.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah. So what I'm getting here, Yvonne, is you will find a place, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be slightly a challenge for you. And is your sister also okay with you leaving right now? Because it kind of feels like she might need you.
Oh, well, I don't know if she's okay with it. Maybe she might like having me around and stuff, and I do help her financially when I help with paying rent, and I think she might need the extra money right now. So, yeah, she might do need me around.
Yeah. Well, why don't you guys see what you can do to work that out? I really get more of a sense of the family illness, somebody needing you. And not like you have to stay, but I would ask your spirit guides and angels, you know, is it really the right time for you to leave? I think that's the question I'd pose.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you're going to be going, right? You're going to be going. But it just seems like sometimes when things are not going the way you want them to, like you want to get out, you want to get your own place, but sometimes God has different plans for us. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and I really think your sister needs a little help right now, but I also think even if you go ahead and get some extra help or help her find some extra help, then you'd be more free to go. Does that make sense?
Yes, got it.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like you to pray a little bit more to the Archangel Michael, because I really get him helping you out a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I'd make sure you don't have any guns in the house.
Oh, no, definitely no guns in the house.
Well, that's now. I'm talking about in the future, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Is there any reason why that came up? You see?
Just because I saw it, and you know, so my concern would be that somebody could get their hands on it wrongly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best laid plans of mice and men. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
okay.
I would just make sure you don't, you know, if a husband wants a gun, just say, you know, I prefer that you don't, or whatever that looks like. Kids are amazing when they try to hunt something down, you know?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
But you're
going to
be doing very well career-wise later on. You're going to be really going to a high position. You're going to be very satisfied with yourself, and things will be changing, especially within this next 2 or 3 years. And there's going to be a lot more spiritual work for you to do in the future also. Please keep that in mind.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Yvonne. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. All right. And, you know, the one thing you guys can trust from me is that, you know, whatever I see, I'm just going to share it with you. And I normally ask people permission, you know, can I please tell you what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing? And, you know, a lot of people like to, they want to hear it. I mean, they want me to tell them what I'm seeing because, you know, the information I get, I want you to remember, is past, present, and future. And I don't always know, you know, is this something that already happened or is it something yet to come in your world? So that's what you want to keep in mind when you're asking any psychic, really, you know, any psychic a question. Because, you know, sometimes you're going to go in and we all have these great expectations about what a psychic's supposed to be saying and, you know, what you expect to hear. And I have to admit, and, you know, I'm probably at fault a little bit about this myself. A long time ago, I think, you know, before I was really in the psychic field doing all this work, I think we have this idealized idea about what a psychic's supposed to do and how they're supposed to come up with this information, more like a Hollywood version, you know. And, you know, I've had some people say, hey, Jorianne, you should have known my name already and where I live and stuff like that. And maybe for some people, maybe for some psychics, that's their gift, but it's not always mine. It's not always the way the information comes through for me. And sometimes it does, but I'm even surprised by some of the stuff I hear. That's the truth. Okay, so, hey, let's see who we have next online. But always, I always tell people, you know, please just ask the psychic and then put your expectations on the side, ask the psychic the question, and then listen, because most often we're really talking with the spirit world and stuff. So, all right, so let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to see when you see a boyfriend, a significant other coming in.
All right. So the first thing I wanted to say is, it almost sounds like I'm being a little playful here, but don't you have to get rid of the one you already have? And
I don't have one.
I knew you were going to say that. But is there a connection to somebody from the past at all?
No, not one bit.
Okay, not even like you're not disconnected from somebody from the past for hoping that they might come back, anything like that?
No, I know they're never going to come back.
Okay, have you disconnected from them, though?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna share this. Just in case, and I think all of you guys know what I'm talking about, so you've disconnected from him. Sometimes we still have cords that are connected to people that have been lovers, sweethearts, things like this, and an exercise we can do, a ritual, is to take an egg. And, Susan, this might help you because it feels like there is a little blockage that's getting in your way of drawing somebody to you. So you take a raw egg, and then you take it in your hands, and you pray over this egg, and you ask God to please use this egg sort of as like a cleansing tool. And then you're going to go around your whole energy field, your aura, and you're going to go ahead, and it's almost like you're cutting all of these threads around the top of your head, your forehead, your third eye, your throat, your heart chakra for sure. and then your groin area, because you know many times when we have a relationship, if we're having an intimate relationship, we have not only these cords going in from our heart for love, but also in the groin area around the base chakra or sex chakra, and we are completely connected to these people whether we're seeing them or not. So I'd like you to sit here and do this egg ritual. Now, because it's releasing any kind of negative energy, you want to take it when you're done, and you're going to crush it in your hands and then flush it down the toilet. So make sure you break the egg open.
Just go around my body and say, get rid of negative, cut the cords?
Yes, cut the cords from anybody from the past. Now, when I did this a long time ago, I literally had 7 people call me up that I had had known and had a relationship with in the past. 7 people.
When did they call?
They called within a week after I did the disconnect.
So all I do is say disconnect and cut the cords from any previous people.
Yes, please disconnect me from any previous loves or anyone else that, you know, should not be with me. Because if it's somebody that had said to me, but what if, you know, these are my friends or family, and if they are people that you want in your life, they will reconnect. You guys will reconnect. It's not like you're going to disconnect from everybody, but you want to make sure that you're disconnecting from people from the past that you no longer want in your energy.
Okay.
Okay? And I do see a man coming in around you. He's got brown eyes. He's got brown hair. He's got a nice head of hair. Good-looking guy. He's a thinker, so he's very much into the, I don't know if I want to say thinking field. I don't know why I see numbers around him. And nice man, not a huge talker, but a really nice man. Oh, I think he wears glasses unless he wears the cheaters, but I do see glasses on his face.
Oh, my gosh, I just went on a date tonight with somebody who looks like that, but I wasn't really feeling it.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me tell you, give him a chance, would you?
All right.
Give him a chance because I think because he's not a big talker, you're probably not seeing, you know, all there is to be seen. You know, sometimes there are some really amazing men, and we don't think that we have something going on there, but it might take a little while for you guys to get to know each other. I would not dismiss this man.
I mean, he doesn't have a thick, full of hair.
He had a nice head of hair, though, right?
No. I mean, it was, like, thin to his head, like, shaved, like.
Could you see his balding head?
No.
Okay. Because he doesn't look bald to me. That's what I'm saying. He does not look bald. And you know what? I'm okay if I'm a little bit off on that. I'm okay. I mean, if this guy was a bald guy, then we'd be looking at somebody else. But this guy did not look bald. But I wouldn't.
Do you know his age
or
anything?
No, I'm not seeing that.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. All right?
All right. I'll do that egg thing right now.
All right. Good enough. You have a great night.
Thank you.
And give us some feedback later on.
Okay, I will.
All right, honey. All right, bye now. Well, holy mackerel. Susan went out with this guy just tonight. That's kind of cool. All righty. So we're going to see who is next online here. Okay, here we go. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, who is this?
Hi. It's Kathy from Albany, New York.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show. How can I help you?
I guess my question, almost like the last one, just looking to see if there's any romance coming into my life.
Okay, you bet. Let's see. All right, so this is Kathy. Kathy, you're a really nice lady.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy baking or anything around cooking or creating food fun or something at all?
This is probably my daughter. But I do
cook. She's a cook?
I said I do cook, but she does all the baking most of the time.
Ooh, wonderful. Well, let me tell you why I'm saying that. It actually looks like you could, like you might have something there where you guys could make some money.
Oh.
On some of that food.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something you ever thought about, but, you know, I mean, people don't always think about that, but they just go like, oh, no, I love to cook, or this is really great for family parties and stuff. But sometimes people go like, you know, I'm going to make this a career, or people love my grandmother's recipe and I'm going to sell it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So has John been in your picture yet? A man by the name of John? Like, have you dated a John yet?
No. No Johns.
Okay. It could be John. I think it's John, but it might be another J name.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, again, for you, it feels like somebody out in your neighborhood also. Not real far away at all. And I don't know if you've had, have you interacted on any of the dating sites yet?
Yes.
Have you had anyone that was trying to be like a little scammer or something or inappropriate at all?
I just am very careful anyway. Like, I've had people, no scammers, because that would never happen to me. But,
okay.
You know, there some of them are a little inappropriate, and, you know, you just let them move along. So you can pick them out.
Yes, yes. Well, when you said it would never happen to me, I just want to remember. I want to remind you, you know, famous last words. And but it is always a sense of it probably really wouldn't happen to you. But you always just want to keep your eyes open, of course. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. They're open.
Good, good. Yeah, they have to be. You have
yes.
You have some very good spirit guides and angels with you. I want to tell you that.
Okay.
And did anyone have any trouble breathing around you, like seasonal asthma or anything like that?
Well, probably two people. Someone, a friend of mine, and then my dad, kind of. But that was like a month ago, so.
Was anyone rushed to the hospital or had to go to the hospital or doctors for this? Because I see somebody go to the doctors or hospital.
Yeah, my dad did.
Okay, very sorry about that. He's okay now, right?
No.
Is he alive?
No.
He just passed?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What's his name, honey?
William.
Well, I've got to tell you, he doesn't feel dead to me.
Okay.
So that for me,
it's very very early. Like, it just last month, and then we just buried him in this month. So
that to me, this is what I tell people too. And I'm okay with being wrong on this area, but when when somebody dies, many times they want to hang around for a while and be with the family until they're ready to make their transition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
My thoughts would be, you know, I'd seen somebody being rushed to the hospital, and my thoughts would be this. Have you been having any dreams of your dad? Have you been seeing anything out of the corner of your eye? Go to look, nothing's there.
He's there. He talks to me, so.
He is, I know.
Yeah, because I don't associate with my mother at all, and he made me call her for Mother's Day. So, so he's there. So, yeah.
Good dad. Yep. And so this is what you want to remember. We never die. You know that. I mean, it's just the body that dies. Your dad is very much alive, and he's hanging around you. I get a real cute smile on your dad's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he really adored you. And I don't know if you said this or not, but do you have a daughter? Because I get a daughter around you.
Yes. Yep.
Beautiful. Okay, very good. So I get your dad looking at your daughter and stuff lovingly. And also, is you're Kathy, but is there another K name around you?
Yep, my sister.
Oh, very nice. Is it Kim or what's her name?
It's Karen.
Karen. All right, perfect.
Yep.
I could see another K name. And again, I have to ask you, really, has somebody's birthday or celebrations been just recently, past or yet just soon to come?
Mine just passed, and then my daughter's coming in June.
Okay, good, because I was getting a happy birthday again from your dad. And I don't know why I'm seeing something with a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And do rabbits mean anything to you?
Not really, but there's a lot around where I live, so that could be. Like, I see them all the time.
Oh, well, then that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
What do I want to say from your dad? Well, you already know how much your father loves you. What's really interesting is when I'm sitting here with you, Kathy, I get a very strong thing about the New York Yankees. So did anyone, you or your dad or anyone, really love the team?
I don't really know if anyone, my brother liked it. Like, he took my kids to go see a game, so.
Okay.
So and he lives in the city, so, yeah, that was last
beautiful.
Year.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Okay. So I'll sometimes get a little distracted because, you know, people are telling me stuff to tell you, you know.
Right.
So I want you to watch your back a little bit, you know. Like your physical back. I don't know if you've had any little aching or anything like that, but do keep an eye on that.
Yep.
And
okay.
I think you do real good with seeing the spirits, Kathy. I hope you're going to continue talking with the dead, doing spirit work and stuff like that, because you're very good. I think you've got a lot to offer people.
Yeah, yes. All right.
Okay. And
yes,
and just know, you.
You
know, your man will be coming, and he's going to come in the right time, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah.
I think you've got other things you're supposed to be up to, ma'am.
Yeah, all right. Thanks,
Jorianne. Like writing a book, for Christ's sake. Write a book, Kathy.
It's there. I just don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Well, I think what you're supposed to be doing is getting it into the publishers, and you're going to have to make some changes, and I think it's giving it over to the world and let people enjoy you and what you've got to share.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great. All right.
Hey,
thank
good luck.
You so much.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. That's so wonderful. All righty. So, geez, I should have asked Kathy what her book was, and you guys could have been looking out for her book. So, Kathy, make sure you call back in maybe next week or so, and then we can talk about your book or get it published, and then call me so we can let people know about it. All right, so let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hi, this is Pat from Chicago.
Hey, Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. What's your question?
My question is, I am employed. I work with kids, and I'm employed until the mother sells the house.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of ambivalent about what my next direction is.
Okay. So you're not sure if you're going to stay with the kid thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. My schoolers have been out there, and this is the first time it's ever happened where I haven't gotten any response. So it's kind of, I'm getting the feeling that, you know, it's a direction change.
Okay, let's take a peek here. And again, sometimes it can be that. Sometimes it can be, so the one thing you want to be aware of is you want to make sure that you're not telling yourself something negative because people aren't responding right away also. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Don't get disheartened. I mean, if you love doing the thing with kids, then that's the thing you do, and then you just have to let more people know. Facebook, newspapers, whatever it is, however you advertise. And, you know, just become certain.
I just think that the kids works for me just right now. It's just not anything I'm going to – that's not really where I want to be.
Okay. Let me see. Well, interestingly enough, I see the Chicago Police Department around you. Have you thought about working at a level of working with the police? Have you thought about doing any kind of emergency phone lines? Anything?
I would be good at that.
Yeah.
No, I haven't actually thought about that.
Or federal jobs. I hope you've got a dog. I mean, I see an amazing dog, a beautiful dog in your coffee.
Oh, my God. I've got two cats.
Wow. Well, I don't think your cats are howling. This looks like a howling dog. So you'll probably end up getting a dog in the future at some point. You know,
I love it.
Your circumstances will be changing.
That's really where I want to go. I want to do Reiki with dogs and animals and
yay!
Energy. Yeah,
oh
that's
God,
more work.
So, great. So
yeah.
Well, here's the thing,
I
don't
know
if you've heard me. Go ahead.
I just didn't know if I was going to be there for the summer or...
Oh, with this lady.
Pardon me?
With the lady means staying at the house?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know that her house is selling immediately. I'd be very surprised if it sells right away. I think you do have at least a couple more months there. When you mentioned the Reiki, and I tell people this all the time, that my daughter is an amazing Reiki master healer teacher, Karuna, Holy Fire, all that stuff, and she works for an amazing organization, the William Rand organization, and so it's kind of worldwide. So I'm just going to throw her name and number out there. Her name is Terry Doolin.
Where is she at? Where is she located?
She's 5 minutes from my house. I'm 1 hour from Chicago. I'm 45 minutes from Tinley Park. So she's only
okay.
An hour away. And if you want to reach her, her number is 219-712-0507. And the way and she's got the Midwest Center for Reiki Advancement. And what I tell people about her is she is the teacher that teaches the teachers. She's that teacher. And she's the teacher that teaches all the masters. Yeah, so she's very advanced. And she travels just about anywhere. And, of course, people come to take training from her. So she's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I feel like I just feel like I've been ready for a long time. It's just the practicality of things.
Well, you know, some people need to also, Pat, do their Reiki and build their business and sometimes have a full-time job until their business takes off the ground also. So just consider that might be the way to go.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
You're gonna do just fine, for sure. And, again, if you keep asking God to lead you where you're supposed to go, that's going to be really important. And I'm gonna tell this story real quick just as a little example. My friend and I were doing a house party out in the suburbs, and I know that I wrote this address down correctly. So when my friend and I got to this address, suddenly there's a woman that was choking in the street, and it was like, oh, my God. So my friend got out, helped her, and then we're looking for this address. So she got fixed. She got helped, and believe me, that was a fascinating experience. And then I called my hostess and I said, you know, we're right here. We can't find your house. Like, the numbers aren't connecting. And she goes, oh, you're two blocks over.
Wow.
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know I booked that address months ago. That's
exactly.
How God works. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we
and,
needed
and
to
you
be
know
there
when,
that day when that woman was choking. Yep.
You know, I'm asking you this question, and at the same time, I'm not feeling worried about it.
Yeah.
I just feel
it's,
like
it's your inner knowing.
Right. Wow. Great story, though.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's why, you know, when I say to you, God will lead you where you're supposed to go, just keep putting out your throw your fishing pole out there, and then sometimes we bring in something that we weren't quite expecting.
Right.
right?
Wow, thank
you,
Joanne.
You'll be positive, be happy. You're welcome, Pat. Would you call me back and let me know what happens?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, bye. You know, that's the way it goes, guys. There are times where I think they say man supposes, but God disposes. So, you know, God always knows more of what we need than what we think we need. And it's really amazing because we don't always get what we want. It's that saying, we don't always get what we want, but we get what we need. You know, that part's good too, but there's so much in the universe that, and we are co-creators with God. Please remember that, because we have all of these latent talents and abilities. You know, God blesses each and every one of us with these amazing gifts, and sometimes it's up to us to discover them and, you know, get involved with them. Like Pat's going to be a Reiki master, and then she's going to be doing all sorts of healing, and, you know, and then Pat's going to be a Reiki, a pet Reiki. That's another thing she'll be doing in the future. So that's going to be amazing also. So, you know, even if you guys just have this little inkling, you know, this is something that I want to do, you know, I used to have these psychic house parties, and I'd have my friend over, and because I heard about him, and we got to know each other, then he became my teacher. But every time he'd come to do a psychic house party, I always said, oh, God, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. And that's all I thought about. And then, of course, that's what I became. So, you know, doing the psychic work, the house parties, I love it. So when you guys focus on something you want, if you're inspired by it, then focus on it and keep asking God to lead you in that direction. All right, so let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jorianne. How are you?
I'm great. Who is this?
This is Kay. I wanted to let you know, praise report. Remember,
yes,
you told me the thing about the candle? I did get my income tax, my state income tax, that work. So that did work, you know? And because I haven't been, so I wanted to give you a praise report about that. But you know what I was curious, in one of the callers, a few calls back, you told this woman about the egg. And so So the question I have for you is that, who should it be, George or Ricky, or do that egg and get both of them out of my mind?
Well, what you'll do, Kay, is you want to take this egg. It really is. It's a very old ritual. And you want to take the egg, and what you're doing is not just disconnecting. You're actually doing like a spiritual cleansing in your auric field. And it really, really does disconnect the people that have any kind of cords connected to you in any way, shape, or form. And, again, like me, they might be calling you back up, things like that, only because their spirit feels. They don't psychically know. That, I mean, they don't intellectually know that you disconnected. Psychically they do, but not intellectually, because you guys maybe haven't talked for years. And suddenly their spirit will go like, oh, huh, I wonder how Kay is doing. And then call back or try to reconnect with you. So what you want to do is you just want to say, you know, they will be done, O Lord, not mine, always with your prayers. And then, because God might have something much greater in store for you. So take the egg, bless the egg, ask God to cut away any and all negative energy, any old relationships, things like that, that are really blocking your progress, you moving forward. Do the prayer. Thank God. Always thank God at the end. And then dispose of the egg in the garbage can. But, you know, the other thing I want you, not garbage can, toilet, crush the shell, flush it. But I want you guys to remember, when you're using this egg, so thank you for the question on clarification, Kay. When you are imagining that you're cutting these cords, you're kind of seeing it in your third eye. So you're imagining it, so maybe you've got a little thread at your third eye. Maybe you've got like three threads at your throat, but at your heart, you might have a cord that looks like a branch. So your little egg, you might have turned into a saw. So you're like cutting this branch from your heart, and it's going to spring back into the ethers, where it's going to go back to whoever, you know, came from. And then when you're by your groin area, you might have something that looks as big as a tree trunk, especially if you had an amazingly great sex life with this person, right? So you might have to turn your egg into a buzzsaw, you know, and just chop that thing away. And because that's going to free your energy field. It's going to let that go back to the person. And remember, Kay, if you guys are supposed to reconnect, they will come back.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was saying was that it was between two. It was either George or Ricky. Which one's better for me?
You know, when I feel the energy between these guys, it feels like George.
George was better for me than Ricky?
Well, you're asking me now, right?
Yeah.
What you're asking me what it feels like to me. And it feels like George, but you don't know what lessons you would have been learning from him. So you have it in your mind that Ricky might have been better for you, but are either one of them with you now?
No, but that's the weird thing. It says I thought about Ricky, and then I connected with him on LinkedIn. I didn't think he would accept me as, you know how when you do LinkedIn? And then he did.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said hi. You know, we both became entrepreneurs, and I didn't know you did this and that because I looked at his bio just to see what he was doing. And he owns his own company, and I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, are you on a speakerphone, Kay? Can you come back to the phone? Because it's getting
very echoey. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me
now?
Yeah.
Okay, I was hiding back in the bathroom.
Okay.
At work. Okay, so what I was saying is that was I looked at what he was doing, and because he just popped up in my mind, actually popped up in my dream, and so then I looked on LinkedIn just to see what he was doing. Come to find out, he owns his own company, he's an entrepreneur, so it sounds like he's doing all right. So what I wanted to know was, yeah, so I requested, did like a friend request, and he accepted. So then I said. So I just feeled it out to see if he would respond, and he never did. But it's weird. My feelings are starting to come back for him. So that's why I was asking you.
Well, here's the other thing, too. We might have feelings for other people, but they might not be reciprocated. And what happens is many times we'll know somebody in a past life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the soul recognition. But sometimes when we get reincarnated into another incarnation, another lifetime, sometimes we clearly remember them, but whatever path or lesson they're on, they might not recognize us and have the same reciprocal feelings. So that's some of the things we have to deal with also. It's like, you know, you feel familiar, and the other person might be going like, well, all righty then, you know, because it might not be that you guys are supposed to reconnect this lifetime. So.
Oh, okay, so forget George and forget Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky, you know, so when I feel Ricky around you, he feels very shallow. He feels self-absorbed. And he feels like he's on his path where he wants to get stuff done. Not like he's a shallow person, but the energy just, I don't get the connect there with you.
Oh, okay.
George, on the other hand, feels like he might really like you and want to do something with you.
Nah, I don't want George.
Yeah, you might not want him. You might not want him. But again, in contrast, you said who would be better for you, right?
Oh, okay.
And it's clearly not Ricky.
Because, I mean, at the time, we're born like the Simi and Ricky. We're born 3 days apart and, you know, we're both entrepreneurs and all that stuff.
Well, you know,
so I thought,
you could try moving forward and, you know, see what happens. But I'm not quite sure it's going to work out, though. That's what I can tell you. I don't want to dampen your spirits or anything, but. But you know what? I'm going to move on to another caller, Kay, okay?
Okay, I understand. Well, thank you for everything, okay?
You're welcome. Hey, good luck in
Bye-bye.
Your search. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And, you know, we always have to make it fun, you guys. If we're, you know, we're looking for a partner, we're looking for a relationship, you know, you want to have a sense of lightness around finding somebody new and, you know, the way I describe it is you're looking for it's like interviewing for a husband, for a lot of people, or for a wife. So you want to make sure you find the right person. You don't want to settle just for anybody. That's for darn sure. Okay, let's see who is next here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dorian. This is Kyra from Contra Club Hills.
Kyra, hey, how are you? How are you? Everyone in the listening audience should know you by now, Kyra.
Yes, they should.
How are you doing, honey? What's on your mind?
I'm actually doing good. I just got off of work not too long ago. And I wanted to let you know, thank you for telling me that about my boyfriend. Now, all of a sudden, he's all about me. And, you know, he calls me every day because, you know, he's still locked up. And he just tells me how much he appreciates me, you know, all the time. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm finally happy that you understand that. But, I mean, you know, it's different.
Sure. Sure. So you
yep.
just want to take your time, Kyra, to figure out what you want, okay?
Yeah. That's actually what I was calling for. I wanted to know, like, do you see us together when he's getting out? Because I'm a little skeptical.
Well, the thing is, some things may change within you.
Okay.
So, and again, you want to make sure that you're with the right partner. You want to make sure that this is your soulmate. And the only way you're going to find out is truly by, dating and seeing if you guys are committed to each other.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't feel bad about if you change your mind, because, you know, what happens in the courtship stage is that we are supposed to be courting people. We are supposed to be getting to know people. When people get married, it's supposed to be a lifetime commitment. I'd love to see if that still happens. It doesn't happen to a lot of people. It did not happen to me.
Yeah, he talks about marriage and having kids and all this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. But is he really going to be your soulmate? Is he going to be your life partner? There's nothing wrong with having some different relationships because, you know, what they have said, there's a lot of people that were born into this generation or even a couple of past generations that had come in to finish karma with many different people. So in order mm-hmm. to do that, we would have to jump from one relationship to another to get it complete with different partners, okay?
Okay.
But many of us are looking for the relationships that are going to last, and that's why you want to really do a fair assessment, date, get to know your person, and make sure they really are truly your best friend, truly your best friend.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So do you see kids coming in anywhere?
Do you have two kids already?
No.
I see two kids with you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have to say, I have to tell people, you know, all the people, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. This hour has flown by like wildfire. And so I just want to share with people that if you guys want, please give, you know, call back into the show next week. And you can also call me at 219-940-9292. That's 219-940-9292 to get a more in-depth reading. And ask for the Mother's Day special because I've got that going on right now. Kyra, good luck with everything. And
thank you.
I know that you're going to make the right decision, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. All right, take care.
You too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, and I am going to take the next caller. All right. Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, all right, you're going to be our last caller for tonight because this hour has just flown by. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, what's on your mind, honey?
I am waiting for my client to get back in, and was supposed to finalize a contract for some projects we have been discussing. And
yeah,
I was wondering
what I heard you're waiting for.
I'm sorry?
I heard you're waiting for a big check is what I heard.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. So let me see how they're doing. Can you give me the initials of this company?
E. Well, his name is E, and his last name is H.
H. Okay. Are there any B's around him?
Any E's around him?
B for boy. B for Billy.
Oh, B for boy. B. I don't know.
Okay. So right now, honestly, what this looks like. It looks like it's a little, how can I say it? I mean, the coffee's going backwards. Do you know if this person has a very strong personality?
The gentleman that my client?
Yes.
Yeah, he has a pretty strong personality. He is, I mean, we gel well together. I mean, we, but yeah, I would say, I mean, he's not like, he knows what he wants and, you know what I mean? He's very sharp.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, extremely sharp, but I do trust him.
I just think. He's a great guy, by the way, and I just think he's kind of gotten, like there's a setback or a holdup somehow. When I feel his presence, I don't get he's a bad man at all. I get he is waiting on some other people to give kind of approval or something else.
Well, yeah, because there's two, I mean, these projects are not small projects.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and our last meeting was that he just threw the second one at me. He says, I'm about ready to just probably drive you completely insane, and because you're going to become very busy. He said, I want to do another project in conjunction with or directly behind.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me interrupt you. I think that he's a good man. He's got to wait on other people. I see a connection to New York and something with Washington.
Right.
So I see these states around you. I really do feel like you'll be doing work with him. You guys will stay connected. But there are some setbacks and some delays. And I think you just need to be gracious about the whole thing. And just tell him you just want to continue working with him.
Okay, well, I told him that when our last meeting, he asked me if I was doing something else. And I said, quite frankly, because of the scope of what you're telling me, my focus
mm-hmm.
is on you only.
Yes, perfect.
And that's what I told him. And he just, you could tell it kind of, I don't think it took, well, it took him back a little bit. I don't think he expected that response.
Yeah.
I don't think he was offended by that response because of the look on his face and kind of like a chuckle.
Yeah.
Not like a sarcastic chuckle, but kind of like, you know, because he's kind of shy.
No. Yeah, I mean, he was like
no,
really sure that you're committed. Yep.
Wait.
Well, again, if I really get him being a good person to work with, and I think you guys will work very well together hand in hand. So, but again, there are some delays. That's the only thing you want to, be aware of, and call him and see where things are at.
Okay. So do you see, is
All
he
right?
back in the country?
Oh, I don't know that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks so much.
Right. You're
Have a good
welcome.
Night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. You know, I just want to say thank everyone. Thank you all for calling in tonight. It was a wonderful show. And again, this is Jory M, the Coffee Psychic with your psychic connection. If you're interested in having a more in-depth reading, please make sure that you call me at area code 219-940-9292. You can check me out at coffeepsychic.com. please check out my video at my Facebook, Jorianne the Coffee Psychic, and I look forward to talking to you all again later in the future. Good night, everybody.